This podcast is a presentation of UCTV.tv, University of California Television. Like what you learn? Help others discover UCTV podcasts by leaving a comment or rating in iTunes.
I subtitled Soda Politics, Taking on Big Soda, and in parentheses, and winning, because sales of sodas are down so far. They peaked in about 1999 and have been declining ever since, and this year, for the first time, sales of bottled water exceeded sales of sugary beverages. We still have a long way to go, but they're way down. Now, the soda industry believes that public health advocacy is responsible for that, and I hope they're right. I'm going to assume that they're right. That means that public health advocates have done a terrific job of explaining to people that sugary beverages are not good for their health, that they predispose to diabetes, that they predispose to a whole lot of other conditions, and that people would be much healthier drinking less soda. And certainly there's loads of anecdotal evidence. All I did was stop drinking sugary beverages and the weight just fell off. I mean, I've heard that so many times, I can't even count it. So I think that message got out. And then advocates also work to get sugary drinks out of schools, out of workplaces, got government agencies to say this is going to be a soda-free zone, hospitals to get rid of their vending machines. I mean, these efforts at the local level have added up, and it's become, in some social circles, no longer socially acceptable to drink Coke or Pepsi.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.